The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. I'm so glad you're here tonight because we have a dear friend, Mr. Todd Silva, with us. And we're going to be talking about prosperity consciousness, about the reasons behind the lack of money. And we're going to be talking about the great program called Give Away a Dollar a Day that is just so powerful, and a way to kick off a new prosperity consciousness. But before we bring Todd out, I know that there are many of you now listening to our radio broadcast through our app on iTunes and Google Play. We are getting so many emails from new listeners who are finding us, and they are so grateful to be able to listen to all of our Law of Attraction experts. If you are looking for our app in iTunes or Google Play, just put in Law of Attraction and up we come. We love your emails and we would love to hear from you, and we would also love for you to rate us, because the more positive ratings we get, the faster we climb on the charts, allowing others to discover our network. And remember, please mention LOA Radio Network to your friends and family. They deserve to understand the spiritual principles of the Law of Attraction. It has everything to do with knowing that happiness and well-being is priceless, is our divine right, and it's our choice. If we are miserable, well, we're just not living right. What if all of your friends and families decided to commit to being happy? That would be huge. So please give them instructions on how to listen to us at loaradionetwork.com. I want to introduce you to a brand new app that we have under Law of Attraction Radio Network. When you go to iTunes or Google Play, look for our tripled powered money activation app for your phone. I have it on mine, and it is so cool. It's my hypnosis theta meditation recording to open up those neural pathways to release the past, especially the things that you heard ever so slightly growing up with your parents or your friends or even teachers, those things that might have made you start doubting your ability to obtain your prosperity and abundance, or to make it seem that you just were not worthy enough to have all of this prosperity. In this hypnosis recording, we do release the importance of money in your life, and that means that the belief around the lack of money, which makes you miserable, is lifted. Now, the background music is the high-frequency nature sounds from Code Dimension. And actually, the new name of Code Dimensions is Clear Mind Sounds. And this is where you can turn up the volume of my voice or make my voice subliminal. You can choose to hear the nature sounds that you want, such as rain or ocean or the forest or crickets. And all of this high frequency sound goes directly into the soft tissue of the brain so that you can understand and react to the hypnosis much faster than you normally would. And to top all of that off, the phenomenal Eric Altman energized this recording to help you remove the past beliefs from your ancestors brought forward through your DNA. This entire triple-powered recording is designed for you to get to the place where you recognize all the opportunities that the universe is sending your way in response to your intention. And if you're stuck in lack, well, you are blinded to some mighty incredible things. This triple powered money activation is only $9.99, and I am getting some incredible feedback on it. So get this app today, play it as you sleep, and wake up fully aware that you have shifted into your abundance. Watch the opportunities flow to you. I know you're going to be amazed. Alrighty then, so sit back, relax, tune in as we talk to the incredible Mr. Todd Silva about the giveaway, a dollar a day program. We'll be right back.
I'm Sue Elliott, editor-in-chief of Law of Attraction magazine. The winter edition of the magazine is now on newsstands. It's filled with tools you can use to attract epic love, release stress, install the millionaire mindset, and manifest all your desires. Law of Attraction magazine is also available in digital form at lawofattractionmag.com. Purchase your copy today. That's lawofattractionmag.com.
Law of Attraction magazine is not associated with Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back to Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. You know, I've been getting more clarity around this energy thing we call money. Here we are in the year 2013, and the lack of money is making everyone strive for more and more. And when they reach their goal, they still strive for more and more. So is there freedom around money? Well, quite frankly, no. Money very much enslaves us. Unfortunately, there are about 500, maybe 1,000 families that actually own this planet. They are part of the Committee of 300, the Bilenberg Group, etc., etc., etc. Some people even call them the Illuminati. But these are the people who own the governments of the world and the banks and the petrodollars and the Federal Reserve and the central banks of every country and the International Monetary Fund, which is the world's bank. Their goal is simply to control us, and we, my dear friends, are letting them. You must realize by now that the government officials are not particularly concerned if you and I can't pay our mortgage, right? All they want from us is tax revenue. They keep charging us more and more taxes, especially as we become more successful. They actually discourage their citizens from being successful because the more taxes you pay, the more control they have over you, right? Have you noticed yet that the government health care program actually raises your premium in some cases to over 300%? Health care by government is simply another means to control the people. I just read that Kobe Bryant is paying 53% in taxes, which means he is paying well over $13 million to the government. And some may argue that this money goes to help others in the nation. Well, I disagree with that. It's not going to help people because more and more people are today starving than ever before. I also want to mention that the head of the IRS before Congress mentioned that paying taxes is strictly voluntary. You can see it. It's right there. Senate Majority Leader Reid also admitted that paying taxes is strictly voluntary. Do you know that there is no mention of requiring citizens to pay taxes in the United States Constitution? And do you know who gets our tax dollars? The Federal Reserve, which just lost trillions and trillions of our taxpayer dollars. Yet they can't find the $1 trillion anywhere. How in the heck can you lose $1 trillion? So Congress spends and we pay the bill. Okay, so now we know that the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, paid off Congress in 1913 to begin taxing everyone. Did you know that right now, quite a few of these elected officials in Congress never even held a job in private industry, but has made millions and millions by working as a public servant? public servant. Oh my goodness. Now that's the way to become a millionaire. I don't know if you know this, but in my neck of the woods, Dianne Feinstein, out of California, never held a job in the private industry, but somehow amassed over $200 million. How can you do that without a job, being a public servant? Oh my goodness. So it's true, if you want to get rich, get elected, because there's more insider trading going on than the interest in serving your needs. And they know, just like Timothy Geithner, that taxes are only voluntary, so they don't pay them unless it's pointed out in the press. Now, all of that sounds harsh, doesn't it? Yes, it is harsh, and it is corrupted. The point I am trying to make is that the system was not made to help you thrive. It was devised to make those 1,000 families our masters. That's why the more you make, the more they take. They don't want countries out of debt, because that's how they make their money. Do you realize that the Federal Reserve wants the U.S. to be completely underwater in debt? That's how they make their money. Now, what is a good debt generator? War. Do you think that the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, that really is the world's bank, wants country free of debt? Heck no. They're the first ones on the scene after a war to give that country money to get them in debt immediately. And who owns the IMF? Those 1,000 families who own the planet. Now here's the real scoop. They have convinced you through fear that your lives will be wrecked if you don't pay them off. We have given these families tremendous power over ourselves. Currently, a revolution of peace consciousness has taken hold of the world, and all indications are that these 1,000 families are getting a bit nervous because they know that we are starting to take our power back. And how do we take this power back? By becoming aware and by finally understanding that money is simply energy. And we have the creative power to create anything and everything we want. This is our divine right given by source energy, not those families. Let's look at it a different way. Let's take a whole apple pie. Now slice that pie, taking only 10% of the pie, and just set it aside. Now this 10% of the pie represents all the money in the world, all the trillions and trillions and trillions of make-believe global money that is not even backed by precious metals. It's just fiat currency. Now you and I and the rest of the world can only see that small slice of pie. And we think that this small piece is everything. We were convinced that we must strive to have a piece of this 10% piece of the pie, completely ignoring the rest of the delicious pie. That's what these 1,000 families want us to see by bringing us into complete fear and conforming us to their will. They are in effect enslaving us to make them money. So we need to stop looking at the 10% of the pie and look at the 90% of the pie left. Truly, our power, our payday, is in the 90% of the pie. And we were blindsided in every sense of the word. Now, what makes up the rest of the pie? Creativity, communication, connection, community. This pie consists of our time, our talents, and our personal treasures. Do you know that in the 90% of the rest of the pie not eaten is the place where we do not need money? We can trade our services. We can barter. We can share. And even more important, we can love each other. We can serve each other. We can empower ourselves away from being a slave to this 10% piece of pie. And by doing so, we actually become more than we could ever imagine. We are talking about true divine abundance. Now, the powers that be want us to think that if there were an economic collapse or a government shutdown, then we would all die from no food. There would be complete chaos because if the government's not working, we cannot survive. What a huge falsehood this is. This keeps us living in this fear. That's how they enslave us. So, my dear listeners, what would happen if we stopped fearing these people? What would happen if we stopped focusing on the 10% of their pie and started focusing on living an abundant and prosperous life through source energy? What if we saw the possibilities of thriving based on 90% of the pie? What if we recognized our own power to thrive away from what is currently happening in the world? What if our money just became our abundance of all the good things flowing to us in our life? What if we took our power back to stop living as slaves to this thing that they created, their money, and created a new form of energy money to serve the world, not these 1,000 families? If we could do that, our fear of lack would disappear in an instant. We become powerful, and we start seeing the absurdity of funding this corrupt system. Now, knowing the law of attraction, if we lose the fear and start believing in our creative powers, we produce everything we need to make us happy. It simply cannot work any other way. This is the divine universal law. But instead, realize that the energy of abundance is absolutely within you right now. It's always been with you, and it's your divine right to tap into this energy. It's about our creativity. It's about our communicating. It's about our connection. And it's about our community. When we take our objective off of making their money and only of being of service, the lack goes away. We thrive because our focus is off that 10% that they tell us we must be like, and is now on the entire delicious, fruitful pie. It's not about getting money. It's all about being of service, and it's about taking our power back. When we don't think about money, that's when money and or abundance flows to us. When we don't fear money, that is when prosperity comes to us. When we become determined to live in happiness, then that's when the abundance comes and we all begin to thrive because we have our power back. It makes sense, doesn't it? So now, let's talk about taking that first step with Give Away a Dollar a Day with Todd Silva, who's going to show you the way to shift into stepping outside of your current problems into making a difference in someone else's life by simply giving away a dollar a day. This is the way the this is money creation at its best. Now, let's get on with tonight's show with Todd Silva and give away a dollar a day. I have known Todd for about 5 years now, and when I first brought him on, I received so many emails from around the world. People really resonated with the simplicity of this program. So I thought it was time to bring my friend back on and to remind us of this fabulous program called Give Away a Dollar a Day. Welcome back, Todd, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. It's been too long.
It certainly has. I know it's been a couple of years. Been a couple of years already.
Yeah, actually, I think it's been about 5 years. I still get your inspirational emails for give away a dollar a day, and they are filled with such great success stories about how it is to give away a dollar a day. I wanted to bring you back on and let all of the brand new listeners from the last 5 years really truly understand about the prosperity consciousness associated with this fabulous program. So tell everybody, Todd, why you created this program to begin with.
Well, a great question. And, you know, when I think of inspiration, I think inspiration always seems to come not when we're in our comfort zone, but when we're a little bit out of our comfort zone and we're kind of asking for questions and, hey, what do I do next? So I was this started back in 2007, so we're going on almost 6 years ago. I was at a time in my life where I was having some financial difficulties, and I'd been there before a few times, and so it wasn't a brand new experience for me, but this particular time just felt a little different. I wasn't quite sure how to get out of this one. So what I did, and I was praying quite a bit at the time. I pray every morning, love to do it. It's my favorite time of the day to do it is before the sun comes up, when it's all quiet and peaceful, and the birds haven't even started singing yet. So I was at this particular time in my life, I was praying, and I was praying to God and said, I'm having some difficulties here again, and I'm not sure what to do. And God had an interesting way of just kind of unfolding this thing over a several week period. What I did is I started getting some subtle hints that, Todd, one of the things you're doing is you're spending all your time thinking about yourself and what can you get in every situation rather than what can you give and what can you share and what can you give away. And so I didn't hear this in like 1 minute or 1 day. This unfolded over several days and several weeks. And I'm just kind of giving you the summary of it here. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at this and I said, okay, this makes some sense here. I'm getting this. Keep telling me more. And then what I did is then I asked, I said, okay, this makes sense. How do I get out of this? How do I turn this around? How do I start giving, and how do I, you know, and in relationship to this financial situation that I was in? And I got kind of an instruction or a set of instructions, and this may sound weird, and it's weird to me because I'm a guy, and you know, I don't like to think in terms of receiving instructions from God, because I like to believe I have all the answers myself. But I got kind of this instruction of, the way that you're going to turn this around is quit focusing on what you can get and start to focus on what you can give. So start to give away. And I said, okay, cool. Tell me more. Keep telling me more. I want to hear more. And that kind of evolved over time into give away money, and which was real interesting because I said, wait a minute. I don't have a ton of money to be giving away right now. What are you asking for? And the next one was along the lines of give away a dollar. And I said, okay. And then the next one was, okay, now give away a dollar. Just give away a dollar every day. And so I said, all right, this sounds interesting. And in fact, there was something to this where I just trusted this. There was something in the way that I received this instruction that I trusted it. And I don't always trust inspiration. I don't always trust stuff that comes in from God because you know, I'm pretty bullheaded and I like to think I have all the answers and I'm right all the time. So this was something else telling me, no, there's a different way. There's a better way to do it. So I decided to trust this and give this a shot. And in fact, I did one level better. I said, I'm going to do this. I like this idea so much, and this really just resonates. It's making my heart really vibrate really, really wonderfully right now. I said, I'm so committed to this that I'm going to do this every day for the rest of my life. Now, here's what was so funny. I was committing to something that I had no idea what I was even getting ready to go do anyway. So I didn't know. I hadn't given away a dollar yet. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what it was going to be, and I said, this is so cool, and it felt so right that I said, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Wow.
So you talk about that. That was some serious trusting. Serious trusting. So what I did, it was a few days later that I was where I was in a lobby of a business that I was doing business with at the time. And I decided that I was going to give away my dollar there. So I had a dollar in my pocket, and I was waiting for the person who I was there to see. I was waiting for them to come into the lobby and pick me up, and we were going to go back to his office and have our meeting. And so as I was waiting there, there were a few other people in the lobby. There was like the receptionist there, and I think there was one other person there. And so I was looking at them, and I've never done this before, and I was like, okay, how do I give away a dollar without these people knowing it? So I just kind of real stealthily reached into my pocket and pulled it out, and I kind of stuck it in the seat in the chair that I was sitting in. I kind of stuffed it in between the bottom cushion and the side of the chair, and I put it there. And then the guy came out to my customer came out to greet me and walked me back to his office. And I was pushing the chair, as I was getting up, I was pushing the chair off to the side to make sure that he wasn't going to see the dollar, because I didn't want to get caught. So I didn't get caught my first day, so I was able to chalk up, hey, I did it, I gave away a dollar, great, we're going to do this again, and I'm going to have to get more creative the next time. So that was how it got started.
Oh, my gosh. And it just kept on. Every day you had to be a little bit more creative on where you left the dollar, right?
Yeah. What I did is I got more creative, and I've tried all kinds of things. And most of the time, when I give away a dollar a day, I do it anonymously, which is what I did that one morning. I do it anonymously, but there are some times where I'll give a dollar directly to somebody, and I really like doing that. And you know, the interesting thing is sometimes I try to tip like cashiers, for example, at a store, but not all the time will they accept it, or sometimes they think they can't accept it, or their boss is watching or something like that. And so I kind of have to, I guess, use my own intuition and say, is this the right time and the right place to do this? And like I said, most of the time I end up doing it anonymously anyway.
So what does this do to the psyche by giving a dollar a day? What are you accomplishing by doing this?
Well, it's really amazing. And let me say, before I completely get into that, let me say something that when I started this, I started doing this on my own, and I think I told my wife about it right away, and she's extremely supportive of it and just totally loves it. But I didn't tell anybody else about it for several weeks, and then I told a really good friend, and he just jumped up and down. He loved it, and he said, oh, man, you need to tell more folks about this. This is fantastic. So he was a little bit of the inspiration to get me going to start writing emails and sending them out for folks who wanted to do this. And one of the questions that a lot of people would ask is they would, I would get folks saying, you know, I really like this idea, but I don't have enough money. I can't give away a dollar every day. And my response to them is always, it's not the amount that matters. It's your gesture. It's the fact that you are giving. You're putting something back into the universe. You're putting something back to God every day. And so even if you give away a dime every day, you're making that gesture. And so you asked, what does this do? I think to the psyche, what it does in the universe, there's a thing that we call abundance, and that's all about what the law of attraction is all about.
That's right.
And abundance to me tells me that there's abundance everywhere, all the time, for all of us. We just have to decide when we're willing to be open to receiving it and enjoying it and partaking in it. But it's not just receiving it. Abundance is giving it and receiving it. So it's a complete exchange all the time. And so where I was a long time ago is I was always focused on what could I get? What can I get? And that's a one-way flow. You know, point the fingers in towards me. You know, hey, give me, what can I get? But with giving a dollar every day or giving a dime every day or whatever it is that you make the commitment to do, you're now shifting the focus back outward so that you're now exchanging with the universe. And that's what gets you into the play of abundance every day.
Wow. Yes, yes. It changes you from being so, like you said, so self-focused in that you're able to deliver out. I think that is brilliant.
Well, and you know what I do? I go, you know, once a month or once every month and a half, whenever it is, I go to the bank and my ones, and I keep them stockpiled. And I'm only going to tell you where I keep them if you're really nice and you really beg later on. I'll fill you in on that secret.
Okay.
But I have a stockpile of my dollars, and what really is cool about this, the way I do it, what I've really, really enjoyed about this is I get those dollars and they are, I could think of them as donations because I'm giving them away, but I don't write anything off on my taxes. I don't record this. I keep financial books and I keep track of my expenditures and things like that. But these dollars, they're just simply cash and they're just an expense and I don't even account for it. Because if I did, then I would still be monitoring it. I'd still be tracking it. And so this is what I've really tried to create here is a complete giveaway, a 100% giveaway. And I guess another good word for that is an unconditional giveaway. Mm. I'm not tying anything to it. And I also think that I kind of got this very early on. I think that whenever I give away a dollar, I'm not really giving it to a person or something like that. What I'm really doing, especially when I'm giving it away anonymously or hiding it somewhere, I'm giving it back to God. And God is the one who says, ah, thank you. Now I'm going to go have fun and I'm going to give it to someone else.
I love that.
So I'm really, really getting back into exchange.
So after you drop the dollar, what do you do? Do you hide around the corner? Do you look back? What is it? I mean, it's got to be so much fun to see the expression on somebody's face after they receive it, right?
So that's a great question. Sometimes. not that often. And early on, you know, it was so funny because when I first got this going I told you that my friend, he wanted to know more about it. So I put together a website which eventually evolved into what giveawayadollaraday.com is now today. So I put together my early website, had a whole list of things on how to do it. And I guess since I'm an engineer, I had all the, here's how to do it. And here's the things that I don't do, you know, because one of the things that I didn't want to do is I didn't want to go look and go peek around the corner and wait until somebody found it. because what I wanted to do is I wanted to completely let go of it and then just move on, because to me that was the total giveaway. So, you know, I had all these rules at the beginning. I think I've thrown all these rules out since, and I've just said, hey, you know, this is meant to be fun and to be spontaneous. So sometimes I do. Sometimes I will look, and sometimes I even get caught, you know.
Oh.
I'll tell you a funny story. My wife's birthday was last week, and I was at the store buying her some flowers. And I had I had my dollar in my hand, and I found some flowers that I loved. I actually didn't end up buying them. I bought another bunch of flowers, but this one particular group of flowers that I did find, I really liked. And so I stuck my dollar inside of that, and just enough so that the half of it was sticking out the top so that you could see it. And there was this other, but then I went on and I shopped for some more flowers.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was this other guy there doing the same thing. And I was pretty sure that I thought he was almost done, and he was kind of on the other side, so he wasn't really seeing exactly what I was doing. So as I left this one particular batch of flowers where I left my dollar, and I walked over to another part of the flower department, he comes back around and he sees exactly the ones where I left my dollar, and he pulls it up and he goes, sir, come here, I think you left this. And I'm thinking to myself, internally, I'm going, dang, I got busted, you know? And so I said, oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so I took the dollar back from him, and then I had to wait until he was gone so I could find another place to put it. So I got caught. I got busted.
And usually they would try to give it back.
Oh, sure, yeah, because, you know, people are very good-natured. They are, yeah. and they're very honest, and they want to help out. So that's what it was.
That is so funny. You know, when I first talked to you all those many years ago about this program, you know, so I started giving away a dollar a day too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful. I felt so good. I would even put a dollar at the bank in between the deposit slips. I was just having the best time. I put it in between the cans and
yeah.
at the grocery store, or I put it in the children's session so a child could find a dollar.
Oh,
I love doing that. So anyway, I was there one day, and my dad came home one day from the bank. And he says, the funniest thing happened at the bank.
Oh,
I'm like, what happened, Dad? He says, there's a $20 bill at the floor.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And I asked everybody, is this yours? And they go, no, it's yours. And he just felt so special for that day. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, that was the biggest moment in my life.
Oh, that's fantastic.
How excited he was. And I know somebody dropped that $20 bill just for him.
Yeah, that's so cool. Oh, I love that story. Well, and you know, the thing that is so fun about this is to think back about when you were a kid, or you know, or even as an adult, when you find money. I really believe that no matter what your age, or no matter how wealthy you may be, when you find money, everybody gets a little charge inside.
Yeah.
And so when you do give away a dollar a day, you're creating that surprise for whoever else finds it, just like when your dad found the $20 bill.
Oh, it is so exciting. The joy of it.
Yeah.
Now, do you stop at a dollar a day? Can you do a couple of dollar days? What do you think? I think I heard you say, well, maybe on special occasions you would – or holidays or something, you would give a little bit more.
Well, I have been known to do that from time to time. I definitely have, and there are a lot of fun ways to do it. I mean, there have been times where I have given. I won't go into how much I've given, but I've been pretty generous on some occasions. But there have been times where I have given away $20 bills. There have been times where I've given away fives or tens. Another thing that is really fun to do is to, I haven't done this in quite a while, but I used to take five ones and roll them all up and put a string around it with a nice note. and say, have a wonderful day.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, and there's five ones for somebody. So there's just, when you start doing this, as long as you do it with just, you know, just a sense of joy, there is just no end to the creativity.
Wow.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, you just become like a little kid again, you know, and it's you know, it's like hiding Easter eggs, you know.
So it is pure joy that you're bringing into your life because you're giving away something that you're hoping that somebody else is going to appreciate. But let me ask you, let's go back to the beginning of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it really change your financial picture?
That's another good question. So what I can tell you is that it did, and tremendously so. And what I can tell you was that I started it in late August of 2007, and by December, I got some really, really good news that started taking shape in January of 2008, and it's been very, very good ever since. I've got a real different level of respect for money and for finances and for giving and receiving and exchanging and abundance. And I think it's going to stick with me this time. So I can say that it's been wonderful and it's had a remarkable effect. I say all that, and I almost want to say it with a little bit of caution, and I like the question, and at the same time, I want to throw out a little bit of caution about the question, and here's why. Because I've had a lot of folks say or ask me something similar, you know, hey, once I start, you know, giving away a dollar a day, you know, how soon is it going to be before I win the lottery, or how soon is it going to be before I'm going to be able to afford that bigger house? Those aren't the right questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the question to ask, because this isn't about giving so that I can receive dot, dot, dot. It's not about that. If, in fact, in my judgment, and I may be wrong here, but this is just the way I think and kind of the way I've received all of this in the first place, that this isn't about giving so that you can receive. It's not because that's conditional giving.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is that you will receive, and you will receive tenfold, a hundredfold. It's just not, it's your receiving is going to be in God's time and in God's way. And if you truly are with an open heart, giving unconditionally and with joy and on a regular basis, good is going to come back to you. Good fortune will come your way.
You know, it kind of reminds me a bit of tithing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will, they often scoff about giving money to the church. And I just think, wow, they're missing the point. Tithing is very, very powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're giving back to your spiritual source. There's something incredible about that. And it's like you say, if you're giving it without any thought about what you're getting back in return, the pure joy of it, that's the only thing you're going to be getting back that truly means a lot is that joy, that
yeah.
love.
Well, it's almost like that's the instant thing that you get back. You get that back instantly.
Mm-hmm.
The giver is also the receiver. You can't
yeah.
give without receiving. And so you get that joy and you get that appreciation instantly and that gratitude instantly from the act of giving. What happens, though, I think over time is you are aligning the particles in the universe in such a way that the abundance is, it's not coming your way because it's already there. You're moving yourself towards it.
True. Now, wouldn't this be great if children began to understand the principles of this early on?
Yes.
I remember giving my grandkid a couple of dollars. And I suggested, wouldn't it be kind of cool if you kind of gave away one of those dollars?
Yeah.
And he's looking at me going, huh?
Are you crazy?
Going,
yeah.
But let's try hiding one and see what happens.
Yeah.
And you know what? He had such a great time. It stuck with him.
Yeah.
It stuck with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's why I mentioned about giving away dimes. I was even doing something for a while called Give Away a Dime a Day, and it was really meant for young people to get started with this, because you're right, the earlier that you can get started with this, you don't have to unravel any programming that you might have that might have gotten instilled in your later years, that you kind of have to unravel it by doing something beautiful like this.
Yeah.
You know, if you can do this as a kid, it's like, man, you're learning at such an early age about give and take and exchange.
Exchange of energy.
Yeah.
So it actually transcends economic problems out there, wherever it may be.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
I would say that. I mean, you know, I've had a dream from time to time that what if everybody was giving away a dollar a day? You know, what would that do to our worries and our fears about debt ceilings and and interest rates and foreclosures and all of that? Because the thing is when by the act of giving away a dollar every day, every time I do that, I realize that I actually have more than enough because I've got enough to give away. So if everybody did that, they would you feel in a kind of a small way, you feel richer. You feel rich because you have enough to be giving away. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes. And if I recall, wasn't there a story once about a lady who had three pennies and a wise old man told her to give away two of the pennies? And it was like it was the only thing she had left, and she goes, "But why? I only have this. You know, I still have to feed my kids." He says, "Give away the two pennies."
Wow!
And that somehow she found a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
It cost more, but she was able to feed her kids.
Yep.
The miracles then started happening. So
yep.
That's what I think with give away a dollar a day. You are allowing miracles to come into your life.
Exactly. And when I hear a story like that, what I think of is the word, back to that word, trust. And, you know, trust and faith are, to me, are fascinating things, because I think it's easy for us to say, yeah, I believe, I trust this and I believe in this. But what do I really, at the end of the day, when I'm just looking in the mirror and it's just one-on-one, can I really say that I'm trusting right now? Can I really say that I trust in what tomorrow's going to bring? Or am I worried about it? Because if I'm worried about it, I can't trust and worry, I don't think, can live in the same thought process.
Okay.
So trust is when you start to do this, you introduce a new element of trust by just simply letting go and saying, you know what, if it comes back, great. If it doesn't, that's fine too, because it's not why I'm doing it.
Brilliant. So tell us some of the wonderful stories that you've received through the email after all of these years. I know I've seen some of them, and there were some brilliant stories. Give us some of your favorite stories.
Oh, gosh, I've had one... I had a really good one the other day. Somebody was really got transformed by going to a restaurant, and there were some servicemen and women and some armed services at the restaurant. And this person that wanted to give away their dollar hadn't done it for a couple of days, and so she said, you know, I need to catch up now. And there's like five of them there, and I haven't given away for 5 days. So she wanted to give away her $5 bills. So she went, as she was checking out before they were, she went back up to the cashier and she said, I want you to apply this to their bill. And just the satisfaction that she got out of that, and the cashier looked back at her and said, oh, you are such a wonderful soul. Thank you very much. She just lit up the place by doing that, and she walked out of there, and just imagine how good she felt from doing that. And they never knew it was her, but that wasn't what – she didn't need that. She didn't need that approval or that acknowledgement back from them. She knew what she was doing. She knew that it was going to make a difference for them.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. So that was just – that was a wonderful story. And there was another one. I hear several stories that are just great about folks who are standing in a line at a store or a convenience store or even a fast food restaurant, and somebody in front of them is, you know, digging around through their pockets and can't find enough change and is coming up short. And then they'll reach into their pocket and they'll hand it up to the cashier and they'll look back at the person and say, don't worry about it. I'll take care of this for you. And that is such a such a generous thing to be able to do, you know, for that person. And they'll look back at you and just think, oh, my God, you know, you're a saint. I'll tell you another story, too, that this one blew me away. This is one of the most profound ones I've ever had. This was a personal experience. I was in my car. It was a weekday, and I was actually, I think I was going to a doctor's appointment. And I had just gotten out of a meeting, and I had to go have the doctor's appointment so that I could finish it and go have another meeting. And so I was in a hurry. And I live in Houston, and so I was driving in traffic, and there was just too much traffic. It was one of these situations where just too dang many cars around.
Yeah.
And I was just getting elevated. I was just getting, you know, pretty angry just with traffic, and I felt like I was running late. And I could really feel that I was real agitated that day. And it was a big intersection that I was at where I was waiting at the stoplight, and there was a guy walking around with a tin cup, and he's a panhandler. And he came around, he left the car in front of me and came right in front of my car and went over to the car next to me. So I had a chance to look at this guy. And this guy had, he was missing one arm, and he walked with a gimp, and he had I'm honest about this one. He had probably a total of 3 teeth in his mouth. I mean, this guy just looked like, you know, somebody that I was in that state of mind where I was just like, dude, get out of my life. I don't want to have anything to do with you today. Mm-hmm. And so the guy next to me was giving him some money. I'm not totally sure. Maybe they were just having a conversation. But I finally said something broke my iciness, and I said, Todd, you know what? Look at how much judgment you've got on this guy right here. You don't know who he is, and you don't know what he's been through. And plus the fact you haven't given away a dollar yet today. So I said, I'm going to give this guy my dollar. And I said, as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to give him a couple more. So I rolled down my window, and he came over to my window. And I gave him this, and I said, here, I want you to have this. And he reached inside with his one good hand. He reached inside and shook my hand, and his hand was so warm. Even though it was, you know, his fingernails were all dirty and he hadn't had a bath in I don't know how many weeks, his hand was very warm, and his teeth and his smile was all messed up. But there was something about his eyes. And he looked at me and he said, and this just blew me away. He looked at me and he said, I love you.
Wow.
And I melted. And I said, have a fantastic day. And he said, I will. And you too. And he went on and he changed the rest of my day completely.
Wow.
You know, from that frantic mess that I was in, because just seeing him and meeting him and breaking down the walls of judgment about this guy and just giving to him shattered all of my pent-up anger that I had. And the rest of the day, I'll tell you what, I was in slow motion and I was just kind of in heaven.
That's a great story. You know, every time I see a person standing at the freeway or off-ramp that's asking for money, I have no problem with giving them some dollars. I remember that it even states you never know when that person may be an angel in disguise.
Yeah.
And for that matter, every human being is an angel if we really stop and think about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right, and the truth is that we don't know what they've been through. We do not know the path that they've walked. And I'll tell you, before I got into giveaway a dollar a day, before I started doing this, I wasn't giving to these folks all the time. Occasionally I would, but there were a lot of times where I would do my best to just kind of avoid them and move on. But now, I get a little bummed if the traffic is in such a way that I miss them, or the traffic is going and I go by them. I like it when the light turns red and aha, now I can roll down the window and say, come here, I'm gonna give you this.
Yeah, I agree. It feels good.
Yeah.
You know what? And we can all afford that dollar.
Oh,
every
absolutely.
Every single one of us.
Absolutely.
Even that guy that's standing on the corner asking for a dollar,
yep.
He can even afford a dollar to give to another person.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is I remember what I used to think many years back. I used to think that if I give this guy a dollar, what's he going to do? You know, in my judgment, I'd say, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
He's just going to go buy a beer or, you know, a pack of cigarettes or whatever. I mean,
bottle of Ripple, yeah.
Bottle of Ripple. You know, he's going to go do something to harm himself. Well, what was I doing but just simply judging him? I don't know what he's going to do. But not only that, but it's a little, I come back to the whole idea of give away a dollar a day. What I'm doing, it works best when I hold the space of just simply giving it back to God. And then God, you do with it, you disperse it however you want. So when I give a dollar or more to a homeless person, I'm giving it back to God. I'm not giving it to that person to go buy a drink. I'm giving it back to God.
Good point. So I can safely say that this act of giving away a dollar a day is probably more of a spiritual act than most people will ever do in their lives.
Well, I mean, it might be. I think we all have profound spiritual experiences. I know a lot of folks. I've got a lot of friends who have had some very profound experiences. I've had many in my life, and sometimes I would have an experience or be in a situation where I didn't answer the door, or I didn't listen, or I didn't act upon it. I didn't act upon the inspiration I was receiving, but sometimes I did. So I think all of us have spiritual experiences. What this is a way to just keep it going every day. And I think these are like little mini experiences, but boy, do they add up over time,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I think the other thing about this too, that we haven't talked about yet is this is really, this is creating a habit. I know you've heard about things like, if you want to go start a routine of running or exercising or something like that, you'd have to do it for 20 days or 21 days in a row, or if you want to start a meditation practice or a yoga practice, you have to do it for 21 days in a row, or however much it is, or however much the experts say that you have to do it for however many days before it becomes a habit that you will continuously do from there on out. And so my whole thought on give away a dollar a day is that if you really want to do it, if it calls to you, don't just do it for a couple of days. Make the commitment to do it for a while. Make the commitment to do it for a month or two. And then you'll get hooked on it. You'll get hooked on it, and you'll want to keep doing it. And then that, over time, becomes just this one big spiritual experience that keeps growing and being added on by all these little daily things that you're doing. Simple acts of service, simple acts of giving. Yeah. It works wonders.
Well, you need to go to this website and check it out. GiveAwayADollarADay.com.
Thank you, Jules. You are such a blessing. They're the best of good fortunes to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com. And have a great week.